Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bad boys, what you want?
Following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet.
On the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stowe 5-0.
All right, time now for a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been either walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD.
Yeah, buddy.
I hope there's not an incident from my backyard yesterday. I will not.
Oh, no. Come on. No, you can't. No, you can't just throw. How about 905? You can't just throw that out there and not tell the story.
No names.
Guy, what happened?
No names.
No names.
Yeah, I think we can figure it
was
out.
Was yesterday Wednesday?
Yes.
Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Aren't I doing my work? About 3 p.m., and don't I suddenly hear a loud cacophony?
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Cacophony, of
rap tunes.
Oh, no.
Coming from the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And don't I look out there, and there's some kind of a rogue beer pong game going on? I mean, what is...
How many individuals were involved?
Oh, like six?
What?
Oh. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, these
brazen.
Guys.
I mean, what are these people doing?
I know.
I mean,
Johnny Egan, damn it.
Do they not have, like, to get a summer job or something? I mean,
evidently not in that household.
I mean, my Lord. All right, anyway. we begin on Monday, May 13th, at 8:38 a.m., when a caller from Robert Road reported that a pushy pest control solicitor went to her door. He kept knocking on the door and trying the doorknob, and then he stayed for about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. An officer explained that the company had had complaints before, and the information was logged.
Well, he's casing the joint.
There's nothing worse than a pushy salesperson going door to door.
He's trying to get those Yadro statues out of the China closet.
On Wednesday, May 15th at 4:08 a.m., an employee from Stowbrook Golf reported that when she was checking the surveillance cameras to see her parked car, she did not see it.
Uh-huh.
She was too afraid to go outside to check the area. Police responded. The woman's car was in the parking lot, and it was determined that the cameras were not live.
Not live.
Is that like when you go to Home Depot and the self-checkout screen shows you and the guy in the back that's supposedly watching you?
At 7:03 p.m., a caller on Harvard Road reported that a man was sitting in a chair near the road. The caller was concerned for the man's safety.
Yeah.
The police responded. All was okay. That guy's just sitting in a chair watching traffic.
Can a guy sit there and wave his cars?
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with that? On Thursday, May 16th at 8:01 a.m., a caller on Sudbury Road reported that two goats were walking down the street.
Who was Tom Brady with?
The animals were retrieved by their owner and were okay.
Living in the suburbs.
You know they were going straight to the vape place.
Absolutely.
At 8:52 p.m., a caller from Baldwin Drive reported that she saw a glowing light in the woods behind her home, and she thought it was a fire. The police responded, a small lantern was located behind one of the neighbor's homes.
Oh. No, it was a Brady kid with a flashlight.
Probably some
that's
kind
creepy.
Of...
That is very creepy. Who leaves a rando lantern in the backyard in the woods?
Oh, probably the Headless Horseman, if I had to guess.
Oh, good call.
On Friday, May 17th at 11:46 a.m., a caller from Kirkland Road reported that a car was in her driveway. She had no idea who it was. Police responded. A moment later, the driver got out of the car and the caller knew who it was.
Shocking. Wow. Turned out like that again. The caller had forgotten she invited a friend over 15 minutes before.
Oh, my God.
At 5:16 p.m., a caller from Great Road reported that a man parked in his driveway. The man was sitting in his car reading a newspaper. The police responded. The man was waiting for AAA to respond.
But he just parked in some random driveway.
Some random driveway?
At 5:17 p.m., a walk-in reported that her child's beloved stuffed animal, Louis the Lion, was lost somewhere at the Stowe Plaza.
You know,
we put him on a milk carton.
Yeah, put it on social.
People have
had great luck recovering lost precious stuffed animals by the power of social media.
No offense to Stowe 5-0, but that sounds like a job for the state police.
I was saying, you're probably right. Yeah. And then finally, on Saturday, May 18th at 3:04 p.m., a caller from Sylvan Drive reported that he cannot open his windows because his neighbor plays very loud music.
Oh,
well, it could be a leaf blower. It could be worse.
That's right.
So
there you have it.
Poison.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I live in one of the most dangerous towns in our state.
Yeah.
And that's what happened last week in Stowe, Massachusetts, and that is Stowe 5-0.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
I don't know whose rage was worse, Greg's in traffic or Casey Kasem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.